Boker Tov, Shavua Tov, Chodesh Tov. Today is Gimel Be'Adar. So we are continuing with our adventure through Megillat Kohelet. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, a Pasuk that's very near and dear to all of us, especially because it has to do with Hashkavot. It's great. Tov Shem Yishemen Tov, V'yom HaMavet, Miyom Yivaledo. Now this Pasuk can be understood Kipshuto, and it has a very, very powerful meaning. You know, in those times, and even today, essential oils can be very, very expensive. And sometimes they have all these exotic oils. It gets much more expensive. A good name that a person works on throughout his entire life in building up that good name is more precious than good oil. V'yom ha-mavet, v'yom yivaledo. And his day of death is better than the day he was born. And the answer to that is what can be better about the day a person dies than the day he's born? Obviously, for his relatives, it's not good. But we're saying for the person himself, the day you die is better than the day you're born. Why is that? Yeah. The day, why is that? Rashi HaKadosh gives a nice mashal. He says, the day Miriam HaNevi'ah was born, did anybody know what would become of her? Nobody knew. She was a baby like anybody else. Born to the Gdol Ador, nobody knew. The day she died though, Be'era Shel Miriam went away. And everybody realized how great she was. The day Aaron HaKohen was born, what happened? No, nobody really knew what would come out of him. The day Aaron HaKohen passed away, Anane HaKavod disappeared. Which means that a person's true greatness is realized on the day he dies, rather than on the day he's born. Now, very interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu was an exception to that, because the Rashi HaKadosh brings from the Midrash that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nolad Mahul, and Vatere Oto Kitovu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kishin Nolad Moshe Nitmale Abayit Kulo Ora, the entire house filled with light, so they already knew that this was a special child, whose Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday and Yahrzeit is coming up this week, Zayin Be'Adar. Yom HaShishi, Ayiv Shabbat Kodesh, is Moshe Rabbeinu's Yartza. So, Mikol Makom, another reason for why, this is Al-Pi Derech HaDrash, why is it that the day of death is greater than the day of birth, is because when a person's born, he doesn't know how his life is going to go. He can go, you know, either which way, right or left. He can be Mekayem Estikun, or lo. On his day of death, after everything's behind him, now he can leave if he did what he was supposed to, now he can leave the world peacefully and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asiti kechol asher tzivitani. I did everything you told me. So, says, now this whole pirik, the theme is going to be, this is better than that, and this is better than that. You see, that's usually the way it goes. The prakim and kohelet go by themes. So now he says like this. Tov, this is another very famous pasuk that said a lot by Hazkarot. Tov lalechet el bet evel, milechet el bet mishte. It's better to go to a house of Avelut Bar Minan than to go to a party house over here. It's talking about Chatuna. Ech echol yot. Ba'asher usof kol ha'adam, ve'achai yiten el libo. He says, when a person goes to a... How many people do you know that are chozer b'tshuva by going to a wedding? They go, mesameh chatan v'kala is a tremendous mitzvah. Aval mikol makom, there's not a lot of musar and tshuva that comes out of that. But when you go to a bet alvayot, you go to Bait Shel Shiv'a over there, what do you see? Ba'asher usof kol ha'adam. You walk in there, you realize we're all going to the same place. And that in and of itself engenders feelings and emotions of teshuvah. It's better, which means, if you have a choice to go to one or the other, which one do you go to? Go to Bet Avel. Now, next pasuk. אומר כזה דבר. טוב כעס משחוק, כי ברוע פנים ייטב לב. Anger is better than laughter. Why? Because with the evil of the face, the heart is gladdened. What does that mean? says Rashi HaKadosh, why is anger better than laughter? A person who is, over here, anger is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. If a person is the recipient, Bar Minan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, which means that he is under the control of Midat HaDin, Shem Yinochem, bad things are happening to him, it's better to be the recipient of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midat HaDin than to be the recipient of all good things. Why is that? Ki veru apanim yitav lev. Why? Because that this evil, quote unquote, that he's getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause him to better his ways and to do teshuvah. Says Rashi HaKadosh, also brings another a very interesting mashal. Tov haya lahem ledor ha-mabul im hiram HaKadosh Baruch Hu panim ze'umot al averot shebiyadam misechok shesachak imahim. For 120 years, Dora Mabul, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nice to them and gave them everything they wanted as they're continuing with Chataim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given it to them at the beginning of 120 years and you know, been harsh with them, there would have been Chozer B'tshuva and Hashem wouldn't have had to destroy the world. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have showed them even a little bit of anger, they would have returned to the good. טוב היה לאדוניו עם עצבו אביו על כל עבירה שהיה עושה משחוק שראה לו ובסוף נהרג עליו. The Navi says in Melachim about David המלך had a son from Chagit, younger brother of Avshalom. What was his name? Adoniyahu. Adoniyahu was not the best fellow, and the Navi says ולא עצבו אביו מימיו. David המלך, after he lost Avshalom, he decided this child Adoniyahu, I don't want to say chalila that he wasn't mechanech oto, but he never gave him like musar, for he was acting out, and David HaMelech never gave him musar, and says the Navi that was his downfall. Because David HaMelech never gave it to him, it's part of the Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Chosech Beno, Chosech Shivto, Sone Beno. A person who holds back the staff, a person doesn't give musar to his children, yeah? Even ask Nisim, a person doesn't give musar to his children, what does that mean he feels about his children?
Doesn't like
him. He hates him. Why?
Like him.
A father who loves his child, he gives him musar. Oh no, but he's going to feel bad. He's going to, what do you mean feel bad? You have to straighten him out. Tzarech liyot yashar. Why? A person that you don't care about, right, you have some random guy, he's acting out. You don't care about him, so you don't give him musar. Even though there's a mitzvah to give every Jew musar. But you don't care about him, you don't give him musar. A person, you don't give your child musar, he's going to grow up crooked. He grows up crooked. Ma'asino. David HaMelech never gave musar to Adoniyahu, and what happened basof? It says Rashi HaKadosh B'Shem HaMidrash. It would have been better, a little bit of musar that David HaMelech gave to Adoniyahu, rather than to just let him go, because he ended up getting killed for it. Why? Because what happened? Adoniyahu kind of hijacked the throne, and then there was a whole situation. He got overthrown by Shlomo HaMelech, and then there was, you know, they went after him and he killed him.
Similar problem with Eliyahu Cohen.
Yeah, Eliyahu Cohen. Yeah, Shmuel and Avi's children also weren't the best.
But was that also because of lack of musar?
Not lack of musar. You see from here, not everybody's zoche to good children. To have good children with tefillah and chinuch and everything, you need to have a zechut. You have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. People think that if we're master chinuch givers, so for sure, huh? Master chinuch givers, for sure the children are going to come out good. Mi amar lecha? Have a guarantee from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no guarantees. You see the biggest, Shem Yirachem, sometimes you see the biggest rabbanim, or shishivas, v'zeh, v'abanim shalem, Hashem Yirachem iskenim. There's no guarantees for nothing.
No, there's guarantees.
And taxes.
Not if you play cards. Death.
Oh, you mean if you're a Democrat?
It's only 100.
If you're illegal, Adoni, if you're illegal, then you don't have to pay taxes.
You don't have the right.
That's one
account.
Of the ways.
Huh?
You don't have the right account.
He says like,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. So he says like this. Tov rabotan, na'atzor po, and then. חודש אדר שמח, והחודש השני יפח להם מיגון לשמחה, מיגון, או מעבר ליום טוב, yeah, לעשות אותם ימי משתה ושמחה. זה חודש חזק מאוד. אדר,
ספרנים.
טוב, טוב.